Well, Anti-Slavery International is sending the message that today, contemporary forms of slavery are just as bad as they were 30 years ago when the group started its work. We've recently seen a report from the International Labour Organization where they say the minimum estimate for the number of people in forced labour is 12.3 million people. Given that that is a conservative estimate, it's a very worrying indicator of how widespread slavery issues are today. And the thing to stress is that it's covering all continents in the world. It's not isolated just in developing countries. Developed and developing countries have this problem. The strong message that we want to give is that there needs to be a greater commitment towards tackling contemporary forms of slavery from all governments around the world.
Give us an idea of the forms that modern slavery takes.
We've got a mix in terms of forms. We've got trafficking in human beings, which is a fairly recent phenomenon in terms of the number of people affected. Again, the International Labour Organization thinks that the number of people trafficked is around 2.5 million. This is traffic for sexual exploitation and labour exploitation. Outside of trafficking in human beings, you've got bonded labour, particularly in the Indian subcontinent, where people take money as a loan or as a means of subsistence, and then they lose all control over their working conditions. And in bonded labour, the debt often inflates as interest charges are put on top of what they borrowed. And in some industries, the debt then passes from the man who took the loan to his wife and then on to the children. And you can have generations indebted.
Let's look a bit at the geography of slavery. First, in Africa, where are the main regions that slavery is taking place, in your view?
In Africa, well, again, with the phenomenon of trafficking, you can look across the continent. You'll see some hubs of trafficking, like West Africa, well known for trafficking problems, but also down in Southern Africa, likely as well, that you have trafficking, both internal trafficking within countries from rural to urban settlements, but also from poorer countries to richer countries. And that's very much, you know, in when I say poor and richer, that can be even from Benin to Gabon, for example, in West Africa. But then you have trafficking out of the continent, trafficking of Nigerians to Europe, for example, primarily for sexual exploitation. And then you have descent-based slavery, particularly affecting Niger and Mauritania, and some instances of trokozi, which is a practice, again, in West Africa, in Ghana, where children are given over to priests as a punishment for sins that have been committed by the family. So, again, different manifestations of slavery and also trafficking within the region for domestic servitude and agricultural work as well.
Where outside of the continent is slavery taking place?
Well, outside of the continent of Africa, you've got slavery in every other region. Asia and the Pacific, again, referring to that ILO study, nearly 10 million in Asia and Pacific, a lot of those being in bonded labor in India, Pakistan, Nepal. In Latin America and the Caribbean, again, over a million in forced labor. In the industrialized countries, which would include the United States and Europe, 360,000. Middle East and North Africa, 260,000. And in the Middle East, again, a lot of trafficking, including an issue that we've been very concerned with for a number of years, trafficking of young children from Bangladesh and Pakistan to countries like the UAE to work as camel jockeys, which is in itself a dangerous sport. But the fact that they've removed from their families and are isolated is one of the reasons we're particularly concerned about that form of trafficking. And then in transition countries, which would include Eastern European and the former Soviet republics, again, over 200,000 there in forced labor. These are the minimum statistics, so estimates based on very conservative figures.